Hey everyone, welcome to The Future is Golden. My name is Ruthie Kim, and this is a podcast where we explore what it looks like to step more fully into your purpose, potential, and influence. Today is sort of an unusual podcast. This is not going to be the normal me talking or even me interviewing someone. Today, I'd like to lead you through an exercise. This is going to be the perfect podcast if you are waking up this morning or even ending your day and you have a few minutes to grab a pen and think about courage. So I'm going to lead you through an exercise that is going to ground us in courage. I'll give you some prompts and then I'm going to invite you to do some reflection. There's so much power in looking back at our lives and drawing from that place to allow us to then look forward to the things that we're stepping into. So here's the first prompt. The first prompt is write down a time in your life when you chose to be a beginner. You chose to do something for the first time, you're a newbie, you didn't know what you were doing. You chose to be a beginner. Here's the second prompt. Write down a time in your life when you chose to have an honest, vulnerable, possibly very uncomfortable conversation with someone. Maybe you wanted to go deeper in relationship, maybe you had to sort through some conflict. A time when you chose to have an honest, vulnerable conversation. And here's the third prompt. Write down a time in your life when you took a risk. Maybe you swung big, tried something. You're like, I don't know what's going to happen. No guarantees of the outcomes. Maybe it was an epic failure or a magnificent success. It doesn't matter which. Write down a time you took a risk. And if you need to pause the podcast right here, so that you can really reflect and capture that, go ahead and do that. Now, as you're looking at those things from the past, I want you to glance towards the future and think about something that's currently happening in your life or something you anticipate happening that is going to require courage. Something that you think, wow, this is daunting. This feels beyond me. I don't know how I'm going to do this. It feels impossible. I'm going to need so much courage. Go ahead and write that down. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a move in your career. Maybe it's doing something vulnerable and scary and unusual. Jot that down. And now I want you to glance back at those first three prompts. And I'd like to invite you to ask yourself, what is a gift? What is a resource that you created from those three experiences when you chose to be a beginner, when you had a vulnerable conversation, and when you took a risk? Maybe the gift is you learned something about yourself. Maybe the gift is you developed a muscle or leaned into a part of your gifting that you didn't realize was possible. Maybe it's a story that you now tell. What's the gift? What's the resource that you can highlight from those past steps of courage? Again, if you need to pause the podcast in order to really reflect on that, do that now. Now, as you have captured the gifts and the resource that was in your past steps of courage, I want to encourage you to reach towards them and think about how you might lean into them, leverage them, capture them, remind yourself of them as it relates to the future opportunity of courage ahead for you. Is there a story that you want to lean into and remind yourself of as you tackle this next step in your life? Is there a truth about yourself? Maybe you have been incredibly resilient. Maybe you learned that you can do way more than you thought was possible. Maybe you discovered that you had a community that's going to stand with you in your courageous acts. Whatever that resource is, whatever that gift was, how could you grab a hold of that right now and leverage it for your next step of courage? Because the reality is you are a courageous person. You've been courageous in your life. That person is still there, still accessible. How do we reach into that person and lean forwards into our next step of courage? As you reflect on this today, I hope it's been encouraging. I hope it's caused you to pause and to think and to remind you that the capacity for courage is all around you, including as part of your own story.